Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Oh, my God. How many times are we going to have to hear about, oh, the New England Patriots? They want to trade. They'd like to trade. Boy, somebody come up and give them a trade. Trade, 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 trade. Cripes almighty. Like, can we just put up maybe a sign that says, please God, trade with us?
Isn't that kind of like obvious that, I mean, I don't know how you read into it, that they really don't want to pick with the number three pick. They do not want to use that pick, but they only can get rid of it based on the suggestions that have been given to them through ownership that they need a quarterback. But they don't really want to take the quarterback that's going to be at number three. They figure there's more value later on in the draft, so they really want to trade it.
Why?
They want to trade the pick.
But why?
They don't think, if it is Drake May, that he is worthy of that three pick.
But, Christian, that's what Bill would do.
Oh, so they're going to cut off their nose to spite their face just to prove a point?
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
I guess
given the way it's gone, is that implausible?
I think, you know, this needs to be the common sense team. This is what it needs to be. This should be known as the common sense draft. Because the closer we get, 33 hours, 55 minutes, 42 seconds, right here, right now. Okay, I know we don't have our draft clock right now, but I'm cheating because they stole our idea.
That's right.
And Big Ken Laird, our boss man Laird, gets me the clock, and they stole it. But fine. We'll deal with it. Now we have a reference point to use. I 100% believe, because I always felt, you know, through my own little research, my own little digging, that Jaden Daniels was their pick.
Foyer on the street.
The streets are talking.
I know.
The streets
we're
are talking ever since we landed. Okay, we're getting information in the elevator. We're at the hotel bar.
There's no
That's
signs.
Where all the deals
we don't
are
know
going
where,
down.
We don't know where to go, but
okay.
But so, the streets are talking.
So when you get to – so just so people know, obviously we're here in Detroit, okay, covering the draft. I would say 95% of the people are staying in one hotel. It's the biggest hotel I've ever seen in my life.
It's the biggest Marriott ever.
It's more confusing than it. There's tunnels. There's silos, which is weird. Uh-oh. Walking by all the silos. It's like a message that somebody was sending us.
So that's why the Patriots stayed here in Detroit when Bill was here then.
That's what
silos.
It was? It's yeah, like, okay, he feels comfortable
with
silos
that.
All around?
Sure, why
okay,
not?
Okay, so agents, tons of agents, tons of family members, tons of media people, writers from all over the country, and they're all talking. And they're all trying to guesstimate what's going to happen. And to be honest with you, isn't it crazy, agree or disagree, that the biggest storyline in this draft is really centered around the Patriots, the number three pick, and what they're going to do with it?
Yeah, I think because
out of all the other players, out of all the other teams, it's the number three pick that is getting the most attention.
Yep. Because I think everybody understands that there are teams that would like to move up to 2 and 3, but they have to be sitting there going, Do we really want to do that? We've looked at it from the New England end six ways to Sunday on the whole, well, could they trade? Would they trade? Here's the very latest from Jeremy Fowler, and our guy Mike Kadlec tweeted this out. I was reminded Tuesday night to not totally discount Robert Kraft's affinity for Tom Brady, who might see shades of himself in McCarthy, a fellow Michigan product. The Patriots could trade back and acquire McCarthy with a later pick. Here's my problem. Are they involved or not? Real simple. Because if the Krafts aren't involved, then why would he be leaning them towards, hey, guys, you know what? I mentioned about getting a top-flight quarterback, but this guy could be Brady 2.0, blah, 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 and start to lose his mind and get into his feels and stuff like that. So, again, is there influence? Is there decision-making? Are they pushing people to go a certain way? We are betwixt and between on all this right now, because if I'm to believe that the Krafts are just there to make some suggestions but let everybody else do what they want to do, why would Robert Kraft be getting the googly eyes because, well, he went to Michigan like my first love, Tom?
I do think there is this weird residual effect, emotional connection to Michigan, to Brady, and everything involved in his life, that if it's almost as if, you know, he walks around and he looks at Drake May, he looks him right in the eye, he says, no. He looks at Jaden Daniels, and he's looking around, he's like, no, I don't see it. And then he sees J.J. McCarthy, and then, like, everything stops and is blurred around him. There's a spotlight on J.J. McCarthy, and all you hear is Dreamweaver in the background. Dreamweaver over and over again. And then he says, I see Tom in you.
That quarterback from Michigan who won the championship.
Yeah, I see Tom in you. And I feel like that's a problem, because I do believe that there's this Kraft thinking that he can predict this time when lightning is going to strike. Tom Brady was a lightning strike. Nobody saw it coming. Nobody understood it, and they didn't believe it until it really – he kept proving people wrong.
The greatest coach and GM of all time didn't see it.
Nobody saw it.
No one
so
did.
So the fact that I do – so that's – you keep him out of the building. Keep him out of the building. Lock the door. Don't answer your phone. Make sure that, he's not involved.
You deactivate his wand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a finger.
You can't get in the building on Thursday, boss.
So
we got to keep you out.
If you're –
That's not how that's going to go down, by the way.
If you're –
If anything, Robert and Jonathan might be the first two people in the draft room on Thursday.
If you're Gerard Mayo, you get a call. Hey, come meet me at my house. Like, fudge, man. Thunder's calling me. Man, what is he going to want?
Oh, I got to take
this. You know,
this.
He's like, listen, here's what I think we should do. Because I believe – that, listen, this is going to be a back-channeling situation. This is not going to be
– if
this is going to be come to the house for dinner, okay, hey, listen, this is what I think you – this is what I'm thinking.
Oh, this is not going to be – circle of trust thing.
Oh, yeah, it's not going to be a big room of scouts. Nobody's going to know about it
except
the people.
Robert Jonathan, Elliott, Mayo.
And maybe not even – it depends. Like, it depends on what the power struggle is. It depends on who's really pulling the strings. If Jonathan Kraft wasn't in the introductory press conference with Gerard Mayo – this is going to be, hey, listen, I put you in this position, draw mail. I really see Tommy and JJ. And I am telling you, honest to God, there is not a tremendous difference as far as my eyes go from JJ McCarthy and Drake May. There isn't. If you watch them both, you can easily see how both guys could be significant starters in the NFL. Not a Hall of Famers. They're prospects. You know, the only difference I said was the other is their height and their weight. That's it.
I've given up the dream of Marvin Harrison Jr. I have. But if you're forced to stay there, if you and I are operating, Christian, here at Buffalo Wild Wings in Detroit, we're a stone's throw from where the draft is going to be. We're here today, tomorrow, and Friday. If they have this much consternation over making this pick, that they seem thirsty on the whole please trade with us, then why are you not taking more of a sure thing? Then you're feeding into the narrative that these teams
do all the time.
Well,
the receiver.
The sure thing would be the receiver. And look, I prefer Marvin Harrison Jr. over Malik Nabers, okay? But maybe they like Malik Nabers because, as you said, I think there is an affinity for the Patriots in terms of LSU. And boy,
and the speed that
if Daniels
comes with him.
Fell to them, all that kind of stuff, right? But that's the thing. is that if you're – why would they be nervous picking at three? Here's why, in my opinion. Because the bosses want a quarterback. And the football people look at it and go, I don't know if this guy is necessarily worthy of the number three overall pick and me tying my football life to if you're Elliott Wolf. Not that they need to make the decision now, but to have it crystallized to where you're still not begging people to come up and trade for you. If you're that nervous, then take someone that is a plug-and-play guy. I don't know why we've gotten to this point where, well, we're uncomfortable with picking number three, but by God, it's got to be quarterback because Thunder said so and this person said so or whatever. If they're that nervous about it, then wouldn't you take a ready-made player?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
There is an uncertainty that I don't think they're comfortable with moving out of that third position.
I think
where
that,
other people are in front of them. So
you're right.
They are protected at the number three pick. So if they allow themselves to basically – like, you know, exist without a net for, call it five picks. I don't think, because as soon as they move out of that position, other teams are going to say, okay, there's an opening. Okay, I can trade with the Chargers. I can trade with Arizona. I mean, there's an opening there. I can get in there. I can do what I need to do.
There is some real strategy.
So there is, and I don't think any of them want to risk missing out on all the quarterbacks. Like, listen, maybe on your board you really have four guys. It's not six. Let's call it four. And four guys that you believe are top five picks, top 10 picks, or even if you think they're a top 15 or, you know, outside the top 20, you know what? That's all I have to choose from. So I'm going to force the issue. This is the way I got to do business. I don't think they're willing to. I think they would be sweating bullets, losing their mind as the clock ticked. And next thing you know, here comes Minnesota. They're on the clock.
Yeah.
Here comes Denver. They're on the clock. Here comes another team. All these teams jumping up, and you're like, holy crap, there's one quarterback left, and we don't even like him.
Okay. Yet, if they were picking number two, they'd be locked, I think.
Yeah, because I think Jaden Daniels is their guy. They would be more than – they are not going to get Jaden Daniels.
They're not.
They're not. That's the problem. They won too many games. If they lose one more game, they're in that position, and sure enough, they'll get the guy that they want. It's almost like they didn't suck enough.
Yeah, you know? or they're just in love with one of the prospects, not named Caleb Williams, because they knew they were never going to get to him, so it was kind of everybody else thereafter.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.